You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Do you like April Fool's Day pranks? Where do you stand on them?
I'm in the middle. It's kind of expected. I like the more random pranks in the middle of July, maybe, instead.
Sure.
Yeah.
They went out and surveyed a bunch of people, and they found that 46% of people say, yeah, they're kind of amusing, but 40% find them nothing but annoying.
Yeah, they kind of are. It's a big day for the rubber band around the sprayer on your sink, you know, that trick.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. Anyway, so I used to do an April Fool's joke with the Mindbender, like every other year or whatever, but people just got too wise to it. So they were just sitting and waiting. So I can't do that anymore. You guys took away all my fun. What else is going on? The Avs and the Nuggets clinched playoff spots over the weekend with wins. Even though Jeremy was bad luck on Friday night, they did come back and win, the Nuggets, that is, yesterday. And the Avs clinched on Saturday with a win. The Rockies and the Broncos both asked, what's a playoff spot? The NBA and NHL playoffs begin in just a couple of weeks.
I will say Friday's game was so bad with the Nuggets, but I was so impressed by the crowd. There was no like booing or yelling or though they got, you know, killed, and they were very sloppy, the crowd was, they clapped. They were just so happy to be there. They're just happy to enjoy a Nuggets game, whether they win or lose right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed.
Well, because we have a good team. They're not going to go 82-0, so I think we're just thankful. Enough people have sat through crappy Nuggets years.
Yeah.
It's nice the last few that we've got, you know, a championship team.
I was just happy that they were doing tequila shot samples up at club level. It was very nice.
Nice.
It's really good.
The Godzilla King Kong movie opened at number one this week, and it pulled in about $80 million. Last week's number one, the latest Ghostbusters movie, slipped way back, but finished number two, and then Dune 2 was third. They say it's made $250 million in the U.S. alone. So, and I think I'm going to go see it, because we watched the first one just a couple of weeks ago on TV, and I'm told that number two is even better. So.
Okay, good. Yeah, go see it, man.
We'll go check it out. Speaking of movies and acting, there's a list out. 9 experts. Who would these experts be? Ranked the best child actors of all time. My list would have no names on it at all.
I am
not a fan of child actors.
Who's the kid from The Sixth Sense? Haley Joel?
Yeah, he was number 7.
He was a good actor in that movie.
He did fine.
He did very good.
Fine. Dakota Fanning's on the list. Macaulay Culkin is on the list.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if you're...
Is Millie Bobby Brown on there?
No.
11's not on there? Man.
No. Jodie Foster's on there. Because, you know, she started when she was young. Anyway, who cares about that? There's a new trend that's going on for divorces now. They are gift registries for divorces. I don't think this is new, but it's suddenly catching fire. And I was reading about the different viewpoints that people have on whether a divorced person should get a gift registry. On one hand, people maybe have just got you a wedding gift through your gift registry, and now you're turning around asking for something else. But the argument that people are make for it is that, well, a lot of people are very vulnerable financially when they split, and they might have lost half or two-thirds of their stuff in the divorce. And so it kind of even makes more sense to do a divorce registry than it does a wedding registry when you've got two people combining their incomes. I don't know. It's just another gift grab.
Yeah,
of which there are plenty. I don't know. If one of your really good friends got divorced and had a gift registry, would you
probably not
go on and
probably
get them something?
Not. Unless they got really just taken to the cleaners and you're just like, hey, I'll buy you a coffee pot. It's all good.
What else is trending?
Well, first of all, trending is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. Knock out seasonal allergies with a whole home air purifier with any furnace or air conditioner replacement during the month of April. Book today, efficientcomfortco.com. Big old happy birthday to Gmail today. Gmail turns 20 years old. Google made the announcement on April 1st, 04, and people thought it was an April Fool's joke because at the time they were offering something like a gig of space for free, and that was unheard of. A lot of other email platforms, you could save like, you know, 30 to 50 emails before you had to start deleting. And Google was like, nah, let's give them a gig. Let's go crazy.
And it was not only that. I mean, I was paying at the time for Earthlink email. Because back in the day, you used to pay for your email.
Mine was AOL. I mean, you were paying for an AOL subscription, so.
Yeah, and so they not only gave you the gig, but they said, not free.
It's all yours. Fill it up with naughty pictures.
So I can see why people thought it was a gag.
Right. Is this for real? So anyway, many, many years later, Gmail is still going strong. Is Tim Allen a liar? Over the past couple of weeks, he's been talking about this home improvement reboot. Now, everybody's been on board. Everybody wants to do the reboot. Well, Patricia Richardson, who played his wife on the TV show, is saying, I know nothing about it. Tim has not reached out to me at all, so he might just be lying to people that everybody is on board. And the kids from the show, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, JTT, he's a writer and director now, so he's probably not interested. The Taryn Noah Smith, he doesn't act anymore. And Zachary Ty Bryan's been all over TMZ because he's like arrested constantly. He's got really bad addiction issues. So, and Wilson died. The guy who would peek over the fence, he's dead. He's not on board. Unless they prop him up somehow. I don't know. CGI Wilson, maybe?
Did they bury him with just like the top half of his head sticking right out of the ground?
Hey, neighbor. Anyways, Tim Allen is allegedly a liar. In an Instagram post, Lizzo said that she's tired of people telling lies about her and dragging her for the way she looks, so she quits. Nobody really knows what she's quitting or when this is going to happen, if it's immediate or later. But I don't know, guys. Apparently, Lizzo is enough. She's had enough. She's quitting. No. Oh, no. No, Lizzo, don't. Please don't. No. Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter album broke some Spotify records on Friday. The most streamed album in a single day so far this year. And the most streamed, country album. On Spotify, it was streamed like 200 million times, so people be listening to it. And Disney has officially given the green light to Freaky Friday 2. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, they're coming back for a sequel. The first one made about 160 million, so Disney's like, eh, we can make a couple bucks off this. Why not? The first one was ridiculous. We watched it as a family movie night not too long ago. It's ridiculous. What else is going on? Here's some good news stories. This 105-year-old dude named Laverne something or other. He is going to go watch the eclipse again. His first eclipse was in Maine in 1963. He's seen a buttload of them, it sounds like. Do I have the exact
number? He's seen 12 so far. This will be his 13th.
Okay, so 13. At this point.
But he doesn't even have to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's in Texas. He can just hang out. But at 105, he's probably not even using glasses or anything. He's just looking up.
I busted out my eclipse glasses from 2017, and I saw a little note on there that says, please discard after 3 years.
No. Well, I'll just put them underneath some sunglasses. You'll be fine.
Right.
So journalists have been told to stop stealing souvenirs from Air Force One. They did an inventory check after some visit in February that B-Dubs was on, and they found that pillowcases were gone, glasses, gold-rimmed plates, and a bunch of other stuff. So they had to put out this like memo that's saying, please stop taking things from Air Force One. But I feel like I would do that. It's a nice little souvenir, I think.
If it's a pen,
who's going to miss a pillowcase?
Come on.
Go walking out with a chair or something. Anything else I want to say? Oh, there is this story about expensive strawberries. There's just some fancy farm in Japan, I guess. Anyway, they're known for the most bright red and symmetrical strawberries on the planet, and it could set you back about $780 for a package of them. Well, check that. The red ones are $89 a package. They do like a white color strawberry. Those are going for $780 a package. They also do melons. Listen to these melons. They're $128 each. They hand pollinate them, hand water them, hand massage the melons. And then they polish the melon before a very selective harvest. Polish the melon, Dom.
And after all of that, they still won't be the most impressive melons I've seen.
Right. there's so many jokes, right? I'm going to be out in the field polishing the melon. Oh, I bet you are. I bet you are. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Okay, let me scroll down here. Where was this? Eugene, Oregon. My God, you got to watch this video this morning. This dude was almost sawed in half with a giant saw blade. He walked into a little convenience store, and right across the street, they were doing some work on some stuff, and a big, like, it looked like a concrete blade wiggled loose from whatever machine they were doing, and it zipped across the parking lot and wham, slammed right into the side of this little convenience store just after a guy went in the door. I mean, it just missed him. It's cool. Pretty darn intense.
It's like something out of an Indiana Jones movie or something.
Like yeah,
a giant
very much
boulder
so.
Following him, and
yeah.
Now you got a giant saw blade.
I know. God. So it's not clickbait, it's clickblade today. Hey! Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
He almost died.